We live in a crazy world. We just have to look at the headlines to any newspaper around the world to find out how truly crazy it is. And it is a world full of sadness and sorrow. The prophet Isaiah speaks to a people who lived also in a crazy world. Their country has been overwhelmed, and they are now captive in the land of Babylon. And Babylon was an enlightened tyrant. Those are probably two hard words to put together. But he didn't try to totally undo the culture of Israel, but he sure made a good effort at it. And so you can imagine the core of this people. Their language, their history, their culture, their music, their dance, their philosophy, their theology, their children were taken from them. And they wept, brokenhearted people. It is into this space that the prophet Isaiah proclaims the word of God. And these are the words: comfort. Comfort. Comfort ye my people. The prophet goes on to speak of how these words were given to people in tender heart. If you have ever had the occasion to comfort a child, you know what it means to speak in tender heart. You speak from your heart to theirs. You know what those words sound like. And for the child, how necessary it is for them to be comforted in their brokenness and their sorrow. And you speak words tenderly to their hearts. This is how God is speaking to the broken people of Israel. And it is how God speaks to any of us with broken hearts. The gospel talks about Elizabeth first. And she has, you know, to recap the story, she's a little beyond life birthing age. And she and Zechariah have been praying for a baby. And as we hear, in God's tender mercy, do you see the same words from the prophet Isaiah? And now in the story of John, the tender mercy of God heard Elizabeth. And a baby was born. So, Zechariah, an older gentleman, is also unable to speak. And so the neighbors have come in, and they want to name the baby after Zechariah, because this is what you should do. And of course, you know, everybody knows what to do, so they're going to tell Elizabeth and Zechariah what they have to do. And Elizabeth says, no, the baby's going to be called John. And they didn't think that was the right way, so they started to argue. Now, you know, I don't want to get off on this whole totally. However, because Elizabeth wasn't listening, then they thought they could go to Zechariah and get the final word. Probably a mistake. So Zechariah gets a writing tablet, and he says, His name is John. Now, at the sermon circle on Wednesdays 9:30, that was a commercial. We talked about does John mean something? What's the name of John mean? And I went and looked it up. It means God is gracious. So it fits with our story of God bringing comfort, of God having mercy. And this is a new way. See, Elizabeth and Zechariah are at the cusp of this new reality, that John, the graciousness of God, is going to bring to the world as he announces the good news and Jesus. But all of that, they don't quite know yet, but they know that this is something new. So an old tradition of naming a child has to go away. And the thought that sometimes people can be beyond birth-giving years, well, that can go away too. And for the fact that Zechariah can't speak, that can go away too. Because there's a new thing beginning to happen. And it's about God's graciousness, God's mercy, God's compassion, God's tender heart speaking tenderly to us. This is a new way of relating with God. And it is a way that is not geographic. We don't need to be in Jerusalem like they thought. In the Babylonian captivity, they learned that God was relating to them as a people, not to a geography. That was an important step. We understand God is relating to us in these tender-hearted words. Comfort. Give comfort to my people. I suppose, at least for me, sometimes, excuse me, it's hard to think that there's comfort in the world. Certainly there is no comfort when children are taken away from their parents, when people are taken away from their land or their culture, their history or their art. Certainly it isn't comforting when members of our family or our friends suffer and have a disease or an addiction or these things that you and I have to struggle with because they are a part of life. Being tenderly spoken to by God is not an insurance policy that we aren't going to have some difficulties. And if we think that, we don't believe in our God is more of like insurance policy, like Allstate. The God that we believe in, the God that has revealed God's self to us, is a God of presence, of constancy, of being with us no matter what. And so when you and I have broken hearts, God speaks to us. Takes us and says, be comforted. There is mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and love. This is the God that is proclaimed to us through Jesus. There are signs of a new way of being with God, coming to us through John and then Jesus. To today, not 2,000 years ago, but to today. So when you and I cry out for comfort. Know that God, for centuries, millennia, all of time, is offering these tender-hearted words of comfort. Be comforted, my people.